You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. It is March Madness. Let the madness begin. It's already begun, actually. And our poll question of the day we'll get to here in just a moment. Preview the show a little bit. Sean Leary, the CEO of SportsThread, out of slightly less snowy Denver, Colorado than last week when I messed up. Hey, first show on the Sunday, it happened, and I messed up. I told him 7:15 your time. No, it was 6:15 our time. So what time's that making in Denver? 5:15, right? Yeah, yep. So he's waiting for 7:15 to call in, and I messed up. But it's all good, and Cowboys win on Friday. Hopefully they're going to win. Matter of fact, we're going to probably pretty much lead right into the Cowboy pregame here on the Cowboy flagship station, 93.7 FM KSPI. And, of course, you just heard of the baseball game. So a busy day here on 93.7 FM. Cowboys didn't quite get it done in baseball. Had a nice little comeback in the night. Didn't get it done. But hopefully Cowboy basketball will get it done. Cowgirl basketball got it done today in the NCAA, their first round win. So a nice win for the Cowgirls. Cowboys, I tell you what, I think they beat Oregon State. Now, they're going to play, and some of you are going to get all excited and go, hey, Illinois got beat, the number one seed, man. We're going to walk to the Elite Eight after this win. Like, well, first of all, don't count your chickens before they're hatched, especially tonight. Let's you know, win in advance. There are a lot of good teams right now. Matter of fact, a one seed today got knocked out. So it can happen. You can get beat anytime. Everybody in this tournament is good. Everybody. Don't underestimate them. Just because you don't know a lot about them, just because they're on the West Coast and the Pac-12 is not a great conference, doesn't really matter. It's all about matchups, and Cowboys, I think, match up pretty good. We're going to talk to Doug Gottlieb in the second half hour, but Sean Leary, the CEO of SportsThread, going to join us here in a moment. And our poll question of the day, of the mid-majors, of all the mid-majors that won, we're not going to count Loyola Chicago and Sister Jean, the Fighting Sister Jeans. They are not a mid-major. They're pretty darn good, and that was not an upset. If you watch that game, they led from start to finish, never trailed, up probably 90% of the time by double digits or close to it. And they're really good, and that's who the Cowboys will play if they can get by the Beavers of Oregon State tonight. So, yeah, that's going to be very, very interesting how that works out. And I'm looking forward to Gottlieb there because he's seen both teams. Matter of fact, Doug Gottlieb, the perfect guest for Oregon State, and his brother, Greg, had been the assistant coach there for 5 years. He's now, his team's dancing too, or was, at Grand Canyon State. So he's on that squad now. But our question, which, and you can take this, if you want to take the poll, you can actually go to our Twitter page at GSwaim, G-S-W-A-I-M is in Mike. Which of the following mid-majors are most likely to make the Sweet 16 and beyond? Abilene Christian, Oral Roberts, Ohio, or North Texas? And Oral Roberts right now leading the poll with 34%. Yes, sir. Ohio with 24%. Abilene Christian with 22%. And North Texas with 20%. So it's a pretty close poll. Already have a couple of hundred votes. You can go out there and vote. And I think our guest is with us, the CEO of SportsThread, the greatest sports recruiting app on the planet. If you don't have it and you're an athlete, you better get it. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, aunt, uncle, friend next door who's a good athlete, you better make sure they know about the SportsThread app. The CEO joins us right now, Sean Leary. And Sean, first of all, how's the weather out there? Is it a lot better, a lot more manageable than it was this time last week?
Oh, it's good, man. We're about to have a little more snow roll through, but we're not going to be getting 2 or 3 feet, so it shouldn't be a big deal at all.
Yeah, yeah. In Denver, 2 or 3 feet is probably not a huge deal, right?
No, they did a pretty good job clearing it off last week. The roads were fine after about a day. They move it off pretty good. But tell you what, I got to start off today by giving a shout out to my guys at Oral Roberts for the big upset. That was so cool to watch. We'll get a little bit into my background here. I played baseball at Oral Roberts, and very, very cool to see the Golden Eagles out there taking it to Ohio State, and we'll be hoping to see another win tonight.
Absolutely. Pulling for the Golden Eagles, no doubt about it. And I think everybody probably is listening to this show, except a few Ohio State fans I know, are going to pull for Oral Roberts. Heck, they might even do it more now and say, hey, we're not the only ones that got beat by that really good team. But Cinderella story for sure. Oral Roberts hadn't been to the dance in a while. They've had success earlier. They had not won a game since 74. And I can tell you who the coach of that team was, Ken Tricky. And Ken Tricky going against Kansas, and they almost made the Final Four. That game was actually there at the Mabee Center there in Tulsa. So kind of interesting. Probably before you were born, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, that was a little before my time, but I do know that ORU's got a good basketball legacy. And I tell you what, it was so cool to see those guys go out there and play the way they did, because when you're at a school like Oral Roberts, you play those perennial Power 5 conference teams, and you beat them all the time during the season, for baseball and midweek games or for basketball out of conference play. But you always know that you're able to hang, and it was so cool, again, just to see those guys get out there and represent the college and everybody who's an alumni.
Absolutely, and a lot of those kids are the kind of kids that come through Sports Thread. You can get missed. You know, you play for a small school, or maybe you play for a school who doesn't travel a lot. Maybe you don't play AAU. You need to, but if you can't, you can't. Maybe you got a job or something like that, and you need to get seen. And the only way you can do that is through the Sports Thread app.
Absolutely. So I think what I'd love to do is just give everybody a little bit of an overview of what Sports Thread is and my own background, and then dive right into talking about how an athlete can go out and get themselves a scholarship or an opportunity to extend their education into college, so they might have a chance to go play in the March Madness tournament or a bowl game in football one day. But real quick, Sports Thread, for anyone who doesn't know, is a social media app for the youth sports market. Kids get on there to promote themselves to our audience of hundreds of thousands of people across the country who use our application and follow our social media pages. They use the app to get recruited and go to college to try and win a college scholarship or a roster spot. And they also use it to get information about tournaments they're attending and do team chat and kind of just go back and forth with one another and create that sports community. We're a top 200 app on the Apple App Store. I actually created the company while I was playing baseball at Oral Roberts out of my own experiences. I went through the recruiting process twice, once when leaving high school. I wound up going and playing baseball at Pepperdine University, left there after they had some recruiting violations on the university's part. It was many, many players on campus, including myself, were affected by it. And I went and got to play for Coach John Altobelli at OCC. He's actually the coach who passed away in the helicopter crash with Kobe Bryant and helped me move on in my career and get to go play ball at ORU. But the experience of getting recruited out of high school and then again trying to get back to Division I from a junior college made me want to start something, start a company that would help athletes get their names out there to colleges and get that college opportunity without having to pay a couple thousand dollars to someone to promote you to colleges. And that's where the company came from. And like I said, today we're a top 200 app. And as we go forward into the next few weeks, we'll be bringing to athletes a lot of information and the parents and fans who are out there listening to this about just information on how to make yourself a better player, how to advance your career, how to get to college. But also, how to improve. I think if you talk to anybody who's gone and played a college sport, they will tell you that they learn so much when they get to college. When you get to school and you get access to the resources in those schools and you get to meet with athletic trainers and nutritionists and you learn how to eat and how to train and how to sleep and how to manage your schedule and all the different things that go into being a college athlete, I think such a common theme we see with people across the country that we talk to that have played college sports is, man, I wonder how good I would have been in high school if I'd had the same access to that information. So that's going to be a big push for us in moving forward and when I come on the show to continue to talk. We'll be talking about nutrition, strength and training and agility, weight training, you know, the mental game. How do you get that competitive edge when you're on the ball field? You know, how to create a personal brand on social media to help you with recruiting, the do's and don'ts about social media, how to talk to college coaches, what those interactions should look like. And we'll also, you know, have maybe even have some certified athletes from the Afghan on here. And we'll be having other amazing guests who are experts in those fields to discuss and give their opinions and their background. And again, just trying to get athletes, parents, coaches, and fans, everybody listening to this show, access to that information that you oftentimes just don't get until you get into college. So trying to help everybody achieve their goals at a younger age. But today, you know, in light of the NCAA tournament, everybody's looking at how cool it must be to be out there playing on that big stage. Well, it all starts with just getting recruited in the first place, getting yourself a place to go and play. So I think that's a great place to start talking. And you know, you were making the point earlier, Greg, where you said, you know, you said you kind of got to get your name out there. And SportsThread is a big thing that can help with that. I'll be talking a little bit about what SportsThread can do, but also just generally what it takes to get a college scholarship in the year 2021. You know, today with COVID, especially, colleges can't come and see you. They just moved the dead period all the way to May 31st. They can't come watch you play. So it's created an environment where you absolutely have to get your name out there. You have to be proactive. You have to let people know that you are an option to be recruited. Very, very few players just get discovered anymore. I mean, you obviously you have your very best top 1% of athletes in the country. And coaches will know who they are through word of mouth. They'll come see them. But there are millions of kids out there who are all trying to get the same roster spots and go to play at the same colleges. So you have to make yourself stand out, and you have to make sure that people know that you're an option. The college coaches need to know that you're an option. And, you know, there is good news. Spring and summer events are coming back. We help work with tons of event organizations across the country, and we can see that there will be a lot of opportunities for coaches to come see you play after May 31st through those events. But even if you're going to a tournament, and this is a huge point that everyone should that's trying to get recruited should be aware of, and that's you should let a coach know that you're going to be playing. You know, hey, coach, I'm going to be in a tournament in Stillwater this weekend. I'm going to be, you know, flying to Georgia. I don't know if you have anybody who will, you know, be out there to watch at this elite tournament. This is where I'll be. This is my game schedule. You've got to let them know who you are ahead of time and make sure they're able to come and see you play. And beyond that, they're not. No matter what event you're at, no matter how high profile it is, not every college in the country that you could go and play at is going to be sitting there watching you play that game. So that's one of the wonderful things about the day and age we live in today, in that your parents have incredible cameras in their phones, and they can help you out with getting you footage of yourself playing, and then you can use various tools, SportsThread being the leading one, to get that information, get that footage, get the all the things that a coach would need to recruit you or to know who you are sent out to them. And really, I think that's the big theme that I want to talk with everybody about and kind of drive home, is that you have to be out there actively getting coaches' attention, letting them know that you're playing, that you're performing well, that you have good grades, all those other things that are so necessary to them qualifying you as a player who might be a good fit for their program. But if you're not being proactive, there's a very good chance you're going to be passed over.
Absolutely. Sean Leary joins us. Sean, let's talk a little bit about the COVID thing again, because one of the things we talked to a lot of coaches, you know, we were getting every coach this time last year on the other podcast, because you know they weren't going anywhere. They, matter of fact, we got Bill Self on one day, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm just cleaning out the garage. Come on, let's do it." So, and you know, these coaches couldn't see anybody. So, something like SportsThread became even bigger to them, and certainly the small school coaches. And then you know they get to keep their seniors, or you know players get to come in another year. A lot of seniors are coming back. You got the transfer portal. You got all that. And for the most part, those aren't the guys you're helping. You're helping the guys out of high school and the young ladies out of high school who are looking for spots. And there aren't as many this year. So squeaky wheel gets you, oh, guess who got more scholarships? The people who use Sports Thread than didn't.
No doubt about it. And you're right. Squeaky wheel gets the oil. You got to get out there. You got to let them know who you are, that you can play. And we actually have a pretty simple little four-step process that we put people through on the app. But the process that we have athletes follow is just the general recruiting process. This is the way to do it. First, you gotta be able to show a coach what you're capable of doing. For this, we use your profile page on the app. You got to show a coach your stats, your video, your game film, game schedules, your academics, everything that they would need to qualify you as a potential opportunity needs to be put in one place where it's easy for them to go and look. Coaches are busy. They got a lot of people who are trying to get their attention. The simpler you can make it for them to look through everything that they need to know about you and make a decision on if you are a viable option, that's what you need to do. And our profile pages are an awesome tool to help you do that. You can put all of your information on there. You can send it out through email, social media, text. Any way you can get a hold of a coach, you can do that. And the coaches can actually direct message with you and and talk to you about the recruiting process and initiate that, invite you on trips to come out and see the school or ask you for, you know, specific game footage or anything else that they may be looking for. So the first thing you need to do, get all your information in one place. Sports Thread profile pages are a great, great way to do that. The second thing you need to do is we advise athletes to create a list of places that they want to play. So, you know, you were just mentioning all the transferring, all the different things that are going on. You got to control what you can control. You're a high school kid. You're sitting at home in Wichita or in Oklahoma City or wherever you live. It doesn't matter. All those different factors, all you can do is control what you can control. So you got to reach out to the schools. You got to give the coaches something that you can, that they can evaluate you with. And you got to reach out to a lot of them because you never know, especially with COVID, with them retaining seniors, people coming back and playing again, the transfer portal, all those different factors. The key is to make sure that you're getting your name out there to as many opportunities as you possibly can. Most kids have absolutely no idea that there's 2,000 schools with sports across the United States. Every single one of them is on Sports Thread. And one of the top questions that we get from athletes is, you know, where should I start? What level should I try to go play at? And that's just such a consistent theme. So what we tell athletes to do is first, you should talk to your coach. Your coach should be able to give you a little bit of an idea about where you might want to start. But even more than that, you should just reach out to colleges at all levels. Ultimately, it's the college coach's job to decide who is good enough to play at their level. They are professional evaluators and recruiters. They know what a Division I player looks like, or a D2 or a D3 or an NAIA player looks like. They have a whole team of them. And ultimately, it's not your parents, it's not your high school or your club coach who makes that decision. It is the college coach. So reach out to them. Reach out to every school. And, if you get out there and you send something to 20 D1s, 20 D2s, 20 D3s, 20 JUCOs, 20 NAIAs, it's a little bit of work. But if you do that, you're going to have 80 to 100 opportunities. And if you're getting responses from a Division I schools, well, there's your answer. You're a D1 athlete. If you're only getting responses from D3 schools, well, there's your answer. You're a D3 athlete. Or from JUCOs. And that's another quick point I'll make for everybody is, a lot of athletes get so focused, so hung up on going and playing at Power 5 conferences. And I think that's an awesome thing. I went and played Division I sports. I certainly understand the desire for that. If you're not quite ready for that level, junior college is a great way to go. But no matter where you want to go, build a list of schools that you want to go play at and get in contact with the coaches. We have actually got a tool on the app that'll help you find schools by association, division, and location. And you'll find colleges on there you never heard of, but have amazing programs. And at the end of the day, Greg, what matters most is whether you go to a D1, a D3, or an NAIA school, you're getting to continue to play your sport. You're getting to go and get an education, and you're getting to meet lifelong friends and tee yourself up for a better life by getting that college degree while playing sports. And I think that's really what it's all about, is helping athletes get those opportunities, but especially making sure that you find a place to go play. And that all starts with reaching out to the schools, reaching out to a lot of them, letting the market, if you will, of all the different coaches and colleges out there tell you where you belong. And we actually give the athletes tools to reach out to the schools. Not only do we help you find them, but we give you email templates, and you can direct message with coaches on the app. There's over 400 different colleges on SportsThread that have active programs recruiting, so there's tons of exposure for players on there. If you make posts on the thread, that'll get you additional exposure. But the key is to reach out, be persistent, and if you don't get a response right away from a coach, you know, don't sweat it. Continue to send them information. There's times of the year, dead periods, or depending on what year in school you are, where the coach actually can't, by rule, respond to you. But that doesn't mean they're not reading your information. It doesn't mean that you're not every day vying for a place on their board of recruits and who they want to bring in and who's their, you know, next tier guy down or girl who, you know, might be a good fit if they don't get the number one player they're recruiting. You have to stay on their radar. So we actually recommend you reach out about once a month, and you can send them updates on your season, on how you're doing in the classroom, your test scores, things you're doing off the field. You get offered to go take an unofficial visit somewhere, let them know. And we actually give the athletes templates to kind of help them through this entire process. They don't have to guess what to say. So it's a great, great resource to help you through that recruiting, you know, all the different things that you need to be saying to a coach. We give you the templates. All you got to do is fill them out and send them after helping you find the schools. And then the last piece of advice I've got for every athlete out there, every parent who's trying to help your athlete through the recruiting process, is do research. Ideally, you're going to get to a point where you've got, you know, 2, 3, 4 offers or 2, 3, 4 opportunities to go and play at a college. The key is really to pick the school that's right for you. And that's something that you can only do for yourself, is to determine what the right school is for you. And that, there's a lot of different factors that play into that. It might be, I want to get playing time right away as a freshman. That might not be the, you know, go to the biggest Division I school. You might sit on the bench until you're a senior if you do that. It may be academics. You know, you may be using your athletics as a tool just to, you know, go out and get that degree. If that's the case, make sure that the school that you're getting recruited to has the major that you want. What's the team culture like? What's the size of the school? What city is the school in? What's the social scene like at the college? How many players from that program get drafted every year? If your goal is to go and play pro ball one day, you know, what is the cost? Of course, cost is such a big deal with getting recruited and picking the right school and actually being able to afford the college. So make sure you do your research so that ideally, if you have a couple options, you pick the one that's going to make you happiest and you're not going to wind up transferring right away. And SportsThread actually also does give you resources to do that research on, you know, what the majors are that are offered and the school size and the city setting and all that different stuff. And we also tell people, you know, reach out to someone you know that may have played in the program and ask them what it was like. But ultimately, the key to everything, Greg, is make it easy for the coach to review you. Use the SportsThread profile for that. Create that list of places you want to play. Reach out to schools that fit the criteria of what you're looking for, but discover new ones and reach out to many of them and be proactive. And that really is the way for athletes to ensure that they get a place to go play in school. It's by hustling and by letting people know that they're out there.
And Sean Leary joins us, CEO of SportsThread. And if you don't have SportsThread, you need to get it right now. Grab your cell phone. You can get right out sportsthread.com. They'll have the link to the app. Once you have the app, you can set up your profile, and it's available to every college coach on there. And there are a lot on there. You mentioned the deal about, you know, people hung up on D1. You know, I'm amazed at how many kids go, I want to go D1. And go, well, you know, I've got pretty good academics, so I can get some academic money. Well, no, you can't. It's either full ride or it's nothing. You know, you're a walk-on or you're a full-ride guy in D1. D2, NAIA, JUCO, NCCAA, which is the Christian schools and things like that, they have big scholarships. They give you some athletic money, some academic money. Matter of fact, I was talking to a coach the other day about my youngest son, Kale, and I said, you know, he could walk on. You could save that spot for, you know, a 6'11 guy he can throw the ball to all day. So it made him a bigger recruit at that, as a preferred walk-on possibly. But those kind of things, there's so many things And it's absolutely true. We've said it in recruiting now since 88 when I started doing this. What you don't know in recruiting can absolutely hurt you. And if parents and kids are lucky, they'll go through recruiting one time in their life. A lot of kids are waiting for a phone call that'll never come. With Sports Thread, that call's much more likely to come, and hopefully many more.
Absolutely. You got to, like you said, you got to use the tools at your disposal, which we give you free tools. Everything on Sports Thread is completely free, to make sure that you're not hoping someone calls you one day. Make them call you. Reach out to them. Show them what you're capable of doing. And, you know, also to your point about, you know, different ways to finance going to school, there's Pell Grants, there's, you know, getting academic money. There's a lot of different ways that you can get, you can finance getting into college. And college coaches are excellent at helping athletes structure aid packages so that they can go to the college. I know you were mentioning that, you know, there's that full ride for basketball is crucial. If you're in some other sports like baseball, you may actually be able to get some sort of a blend. But at the end of the day, the coaches are going to help you get into the school if you can qualify academically and if you can play. They're all excellent at working with the athletes and the admissions departments to get you in, and working with families on their financial situation so that you can build a package that works for you. But it all starts with doing a great job on the field, putting up statistics and showing the coach that you're capable of playing at their level, doing a great job in the classroom so that you have the ability to get admitted into the college. And then the coach will work with you to help you go and play there. If they really want you and if you're the right fit for them, you know, they will most likely help you finance school through, you know, a variety of different means. And just so anybody knows, if you come on the app, you actually can talk to a live customer service agent who will help you through things that are very specific to you. Obviously, we're talking about a lot of general recruiting-related issues right now, but you'll get a DM from one of our customer service reps, and they can answer your questions as well.
And you can also, of course, we've talked about this a bunch. You can sign up through our tournaments through Sports Thread and on the app and on the website, of course, sportsthread.com. And, of course, they're on Twitter, too, and you got like 121,000 followers just since I've known you. I mean, you guys are killing it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when kids come on and they make posts on the app, we pick the best content, we put it back out, you get seen by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And that's a really fun thing for the athletes, and we love, you know, getting to highlight somebody, both guys and girls, you know, for their talent and helping them get the recognition they deserve to our community. So yeah, I mean, get on there, make some posts, and we'll blow you up. We'll show you to college coaches all around the country and hundreds of thousands of other people who love watching sports.
And we'll get Sean on every week that he can join us, or one of his great staff. And they've got people in every sport, every level. They know everything you could ever ask them. They'll know, and they'll get back with you right away. And we'll have Sean and his staff on every week answering your recruiting questions. And, of course, you know, I'm so excited for AAU season. I know the basketball season's just entering, but for girls and boys out there playing ball in the summer, 7-on-7 football or AAU basketball, baseball, whatever, it is a crucial, crucial time. And after the end of May, then they can get seen again. But those coaches will have their phones, and they're literally going to be looking, okay, here's the Cardinals. Let's see who they got on their team. Jimmy Smith, oh, that's number 33 out there. Kid scoring all the points. Guess what? Jimmy Smith's going to get 5 offers that night. It happens that quick. They had the kid from Ohio that was a star of the game the other day, and he didn't get anything out of high school. Somebody said, hey, we're short a player for AAU this weekend. He comes out, he gets an offer from Ohio, and the rest, as they say, is history. So things can happen. There are good players who get passed up, and there are players that are not as good that get spots, maybe sit on the bench, but they get spots. And the difference is they had somebody, you know, helping them with all the answers, and Sports Thread are definitely those people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Greg. That's such a good message for everybody to hear. And, you know, we talk to high school seniors all the time who, you know, haven't signed yet. And what we tell them is the same thing that we would tell a sophomore who's just starting the recruiting process. You can't be complacent. No matter what, Don't let other people determine your career's future. You got to take control of your own destiny. You got to make yourself known to those colleges. You got to go get yourself in places where they're going to see you play, including on SportsThread or on the internet, on Twitter, et cetera. And go get that opportunity to continue sports and continue your education. Just continue to push and get yourself out there and get yourself in places where coaches can watch your film or watch you play in person. It is all about persistence, and it's all about, you know, not taking no for an answer and finding the right fit for you. But there's no question that athletes all over the country can use sports to, you know, move on and get that better life. But there's not that many spots out there. You got to hustle, and you got to make sure that you are advocating for yourself.
And you parlayed a college scholarship in baseball. You're a CEO of a corporation that won Best Sports Technological Advice in 2019. You guys got it going on, and so proud to be affiliated with SportsThread. And, of course, Sean Leary will join us from time to time. Buddy, have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon, Greg. Thank you.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread. We'll take a break, hear from some of our other sponsors. We'll be back after these messages with Doug Gottlieb.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is SportsThread, and this is the new free SportsThread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177, and they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey friends, join Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's Thanks Loyalty Program to earn rewards just for eating at Joe's. That's Thanks THANX. It's easy. Just download the app and you're halfway to your first reward. So the more you eat at Joe's, the more you'll be rewarded. And it's a combined partnership of both Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's. It's our way of saying thanks to you, our most loyal guest. So check out the Thanks Loyalty Program at Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's.
And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight partly cloudy, then overnight clouds and a slight chance of rain in 50, then rain through the day Monday and Monday night, a near 100% chance, south winds 58 Monday, 42 Monday night, partly cloudy 62 Tuesday.
And welcome back. Doug Gottlieb joining us from Indianapolis. I think you're in Indianapolis. I know you're in the state of Indiana, right, Doug?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, are you? Okay. I know you're doing some Westwood One stuff, but I kind of assume you're in Indiana, but all good, because I know you've been watching every minute, like all of us, and Cowboys playing Oregon State tonight. Of course, Doug Gottlieb joining us, Cowboy great, and Doug, of course, has been on the media pretty much since his playing days were done, and obviously he's got the show on Fox Sports. On the radio all over the country, but also simulcast on Fox Sports on the TV show. I know y'all watch it. And one of our most popular guests of all time. I think the most popular guest of all time might have been your dad, though, Doug. He had some pretty good one-liners.
He's definitely one of a kind. But, you know, it's interesting. I was in Indy for the Big Ten tournament, and then we're doing a studio from here. Everybody else is on site, but we get a chance to watch these games. I'm watching Tech melt a little bit. Down a little bit against Arkansas. Turned the ball over on a over and back. They're down 8, and now Florida and Oral Roberts on the way, and Rutgers is trailing. No, Rutgers is tied now with Houston. So getting a chance to watch all these games. But yeah, this is my dad's favorite weekend of the year. You know, get out of school on Thursday and Friday, go to a sports bar, watch all the games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's great to have you on anytime, but it's really good to have you on during March Madness and to get the trifecta going even better with who the Cowboys play tonight, Oregon State, the other orange and black OSU. Your brother Greg was an assistant on that same group for 5 years. Of course, now he's at Grand Canyon, but talk a little bit about what Oregon State brings to the table, because, you know, most folks around here aren't going to stay up that late to watch them.
Well, look, they're talented. They have Ethan Thompson's been a starter since he walked in. His dad, Stevie, started Syracuse, and he's kind of like a combo guy. He plays the point for him. Zach Reichel's been there 4 years. My brother signed him. He's, talented. He's played the four. He's played the three. He can really shoot left-handed. Then Jared Lucas is the all-time leading scorer in Southern California history. You know, Greg, you have to give me 1 second. I got to do a minute cut in. So you got to stall for 2 minutes.
No problem. I can do that. I can give some scores. We can definitely do that. Of course, our poll question of the day was which one of the mid majors that won the other day is going to go the furthest. And you can take that poll, of course, on our Twitter page. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you're going to miss a lot of sports. We've got 52,400 listeners, or what do you call them? Tweeters, tweets, tweeps, something like that. Anyway, we got 52,000 of them. So, you know, I must be doing okay. But you can get all the scores there and everything, and you can take our daily poll, a lot of other information out there about recruiting if you're into that, which if you've ever listened to any of me over the last 34 years, you know. We talk a lot of recruiting, and Arkansas, Texas Tech. Bill, what was the score on that? Was it 48-40. So, and of course, Cowboys playing in just a moment, or not a moment, 8:40 our time. Pregame show will be right here on KSPI 93.7 FM. Of course, you can also listen on the Hot 93.7 app. And you can also go to Stillwater Radio and listen to it there. But good stuff. I really love the broadcast, and I try to get it if I can sync them up. I definitely like to listen to the guys on the Cowboy Network. John, I've known forever, and, of course, Dave Hunziker, I've known since right after the plane crash when he took over. And good guys. They've got some next-gen stats that I loved. One of the stats
that was given out, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Everybody was getting, all the national guys were getting on the Cowboys about turnovers. And, you know, you don't want turnovers. Turnovers is never a good thing. You don't want to sugarcoat anything. But one of the things you do want to mention about the Cowboys is when they're turning the ball over, they're really running and gunning. And it usually wears out the other team. I'm going to ask Doug about that, his opinion here, in just a moment when he gets done with his conversation. But that is one of those things that, you know, the regular media, the national media is not going to know. They don't know that the Cowboys won 9 out of 10 games when they had their 10 worst turnover games. Did you know that, Bill? Well, you see, Bill knew that because he listens. You know, I do too. And that's just a wonderful stat you would not know. You would never, you know, it makes sense once you hear it, but nobody had it. And, yeah, Big 12 already lost one today. West Virginia, of course, Texas lost last night to Abilene. And my mother, 85 years old, in a nursing home, she is smiling ear to ear today because she's an Abilene grad. So, and beating the Horns when you're an Abilene grad is probably a pretty big deal. Might be the only time it's ever happened. It would be like, it'd be like Central State beating OU or something. No, Central State has a lot more people than Abilene. Be like, OBU beating OU in football, you know, just not going to happen very often. But Gottlieb going to join us here in just a second. He's on another call. Oh, perfect timing. Doug joins us again.
All right, we're there.
All right, let's talk about one of the stats that a lot of the media talk about nationally is that the Cowboys turn the ball over a lot, and they do. But ironically, there's a stat that Dave Hunziker gave out that out of their 10 worst turnover games, they won 9 of them. And I think that's because when they get running again, and yeah, they're going to turn over the ball a little bit, but they sure score a lot.
You're
not going to buy that one?
No. Number one determinant whether or not you win or lose is turnovers. The other one is offensive rebounds. Look, I thought that the other night against Liberty, Liberty was able to run their stuff. If Liberty was a little bit better at the point guard spot, if they finished a little bit better around the basket, Oklahoma State could have been in trouble. But I also think that their effort, it's not just that they're up in passing lanes and they're switching with great energy and that they're back kind of playing hardcore man-to-man, almost like that Brad Underwood style of defense. But they have such great lateral and vertical athleticism that even when you get beat and you get a layup, they close and recover and get their hands on it, make you think they're going to get it. And I thought that caused Liberty to just to goose up some layups there, where they didn't realize how quickly those gaps close. Offensively, Avery Anderson plays too fast. I know Bryce is going to play tonight potentially. He plays too fast, and they turn that sucker over. And then it's closing time. It's close. You give it to Cade, and generally he's under control more than most. And he's pretty outstanding. So I think there's different types of turnovers. Dead ball turnovers, you know, are terrible, right, on the inbounds plays. Also, pick sixes where you turn it over and they go down and they get a dunk. They don't usually give those up. Those are usually playing too fast, driving to the basket, running guys over. You know, what people have to understand about a turnover is like K driving in and getting called for an offensive foul. It's not an offensive foul. That's a turnover. So there's different types of them. I just think that their flaw is not a great shooting team, and sometimes the guys that aren't great shooters don't know it, and they have a tendency to play a little bit too fast at times. You want to play with good energy, but you don't want to play too fast.
I thought the beginning of the year they were a really bad perimeter defensive team and giving up a ton of threes, but that seems to have, you know, evened out a little bit, don't you think?
Well, he's also changed who he's playing too.
Right.
He's playing guys that have, you know, I mean, he had Fron Favors or whatever, and he was trying to play him because he thought he needed shooting opposite Cade, and they're like, oh, well, he can't guard anybody, you know? So, I think part of it is he has even better buy-in than he's ever had before from these guys, and I think part of it is he's also kind of adjusted his lineup, and the guys that play are the guys that can guard. And you know, their ice obviously is a very good, strong defensive player, He makes up for his lack of shooting with all the other things he does. But they're also spot playing him and playing him with lineups, you know, with lineups that allow him to guard kind of bigger players. And now that he, you know, he's able, even though he's not necessarily quick anymore, he's able to get his hands on basketballs and kind of be a tenacious pest. He's like an, he's almost like a Keontae Roberts type for what they're doing. So, you know, like, I think what happens is on most years, and this is with anybody, this happens with AAU teams, right? Like, you practice, you think you know what you got, you have it in your mind, okay, I'm going to play this guy with this guy, and then whether somebody goes down, or somebody's not as good as you had thought, or guys don't play together as well, or somebody gets into foul trouble, or somebody gets hurt, and this year, you know, somebody has COVID or whatever, you know, sometimes you find things. And if the impressive part about Oklahoma State basketball is not just Cade and their ability to play with and without Cade, or Avery and his improvement, to me, it's that he's not running any of the same offensive stuff that they used to run. They basically used to run what's, we always call it pinwheel motion. They call it spread. Brad Underwood ran it, right? That's still Jack Hartman offense at K-State. Of course, they ran it at Iowa State back in the day when Fred Hoiberg was there. Like, that's what they used to run. It was a terrible offensive fit for what their personnel. So they were kind of searching for things last year. Last year, they ran sets. And they ran that spread offense as well. This year they've gotten into much, much, much better offensive sets, much cleaner looks. Everything they're doing kind of makes sense with their personnel. They have guys, they're putting people in a real pickle in terms of how you guard ball screen, how you guard Cade coming downhill. They're running some of this Iverson cut series to confuse people. And I think there's massive improvement in that part of the coaching. And then the players, they've always played hard for them. They're playing a little bit smarter, and now you have a closer. You have a guy you can give the ball to and say, hey, go win the game for us. Yeah. And guess what? He does.
He does. Doug, what do you see on the matchup tonight with Oregon State, the Cowboys?
Well, they're more talented than Oregon State. Oregon State's a pretty good team. They have, you know, one big guy can score with his back to the basket. That's actually the part that I didn't like about the Illinois matchup is when I called the game on radio when they lost to Kansas. And I thought Kansas did a great job, man or zone, or just punching him inside. And, you know, Caleb's a really good weak side shot blocker, and he's good on screen roll action. But if you sit down against him, he's, you know, he's, I don't know, 215 pounds or so, 220, and that's just not enough. Well, obviously, you look at Oregon State, they'll play this kind of funky zone where it looks like a 1-3-1, and the rotations are a little different. I'd expect to see that a good amount from Oregon State. Probably more in the second half than the first. And then, you know, they have three really skilled perimeter players that can shoot the basketball, but I don't believe that their offense is designed to play against the type of pressure Oklahoma State wants to play with. And I would guess that they're going to crank up the pressure. Now, when they crank up the pressure, can Oregon State throw the ball inside? Yeah. Yeah, they have a grad transfer as well who's really athletic. He was in foul trouble in their first game. So Oregon State's got they're about six deep, but they're not great against pressure. And if you can make shots against their zone, if you can rebound against their zone, which is one of the strengths of Oklahoma State, I think, in zone defenses, I think you'll be fine. I would expect them to win tonight. It would surprise me if they lost or if it was even all that close, to be honest with you.
And you're supposed to get the first one out of the way before you go to the next one, but let's say the Cowboys win and they do play Loyola Chicago, which, by the way, I did not see any hint of an upset. They were the better team in every way. You agree with that today over Illinois?
I thought Illinois would win. I thought you know big on big that matchup would favor Illinois. I don't like this for Oklahoma State. I do think Oklahoma State kind of try and pressure them out of what they want to do. But, man, they really, really load up on you. They'll make it really hard for Cade to get playing downhill and get space in that lane. And the big kid's good. And they won a lot of games. That's going to be a hell of a basketball game.
Yeah.
Hell of a game. But I do not like that matchup for OSU based on how they play. But I do think Oklahoma State can beat them up and pressure them.
Would you have liked it better if it was Illinois?
No.
Yeah, I didn't like that matchup at all.
No, but Illinois kind of sneakily doesn't have great point guard play and turns it over a lot. You know, they have everybody thinks Io DeSumo because he averages five assists as a point guard. He never brings it up the court. And Curbelo's just a freshman. He's kind of wild, so not really. The big guy gave me, Coburn was the one I was worried about for Oklahoma State.
Absolutely.
He's out, and now you're worried about just, well, you know, it's called loading to the ball defensively, and it's really hard when a team is excellent at it. And they'll have a week to prepare in terms of, you know, breaking down tape on what Oklahoma State's going to do. You know, right now they're going to just watch the game and they'll be ready.
Doug, before I let you go, any of the mid-majors, by the way, I no longer consider Loyola Marymount, I mean, Loyola Chicago a mid-major, but of the mid-majors that got the upsets, the Ohios, the Oral Roberts, the Abilenes, any of those teams get to the Final Four, or they just pretty much had their day in the sun already?
No, I don't think they get the Final Four, but there's no reason that, you know, Ohio U might have the best point guard going. No reason they can't win another game. You know, we're watching Oral Roberts. I mean, Oral Roberts is a low major, not even mid-major. Like, that's just,
right.
You know, in recruiting, it's about budget and recruiting and reach. And I don't think so, but, you know, it's one of those weird years. In that one bracket now, with when you have Illinois out, you never, you know, let's see what happens. I think Oklahoma State wins tonight, but if they don't, anything could happen.
Well, and if you got a good bracket, you probably don't know much basketball. You pick by mascots or colors or something like that. Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports, and, of course, watch his show or listen to it. Can do either. It's televised as well on the Fox Sports Network. But, Doug, always great having you on. I know Oklahoma State fans, you are definitely held in high esteem, probably always will be.
Thanks, Craig. Can't wait to bring my crews out and play in one of your deals.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing your family again. And tell Jane I said hello.
I will. I'm going to see you later tonight.
All right, buddy. Doug Gottlieb and Fox Sports. Always good having him on. We'll take a break. We'll come back in just a moment.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
The flagship station for OSU sports since 1947. Hot 93.7 KSPI-FM, Stillwater.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Every other Saturday, we're lighting up the night with Blacklight Bingo at Southwind Casino Newkirk. Play begins at 10 p.m. with a $10 buy-in. Enjoy 15 $100 games plus party games through the program, which pay cash or free play. This ain't your grandma's bingo. This is Bingo Under the Blacklight. Grab your friends, get a drink at the Blacklight Bar or Winner Circle Bar, and get ready to yell, Bingo! It's Blacklight Bingo, only at Southwind Casino Newkirk.
Did you know the Tiger Drug is more than 100 years old? One of the oldest businesses in Stillwater and Payne County. In fact, one of its very first customers reportedly said, boy, this is a long time ago. Just a little history from Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut in Stillwater. Not many businesses can claim that they've been going strong for more than 100 years. But that is true in the case of Tiger Drug in Stillwater. It's also true, as I understand it, that none of the original pharmacists are still on the job. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut.
Ooh, I have to wait for that first. Ooh, that's good stuff. Doug Gottlieb joined us. Good stuff as well. We'll try to have him on maybe again next week because he's so good with the tournament. I mean, you listen to him for 5 minutes, the guy could break down anything. I think I know basketball, and then he just makes me look like a fool on here. So he's really good, and we'll have on some other great guests. Hopefully the Cowboys will be playing this time next week. You know, could be not playing after tonight, but I agree with Doug. I think Cowboys win this game, but you can't count your chickens before they're hatched. No question about that. Also, Sean Leary, and I want to remind you folks, this is really important. This isn't advertising. This is me trying to tell you how to get a kid recruited, and there has never been anything better than Sports Thread, no matter what sport you play. All those baseball kids I saw at Mexico Joe's the other night, I mean, you know, I was telling their parents about it. It is important. Social media is so important anyway. Don't do anything stupid on it, of course, but it can really, really help you. And you need to get out there and let them know. We got other great sponsors, too. I want you to hear those folks one more time before we wrap it up and head into the Cowboy pregame show, which will be on here in a little while, right here on this same station. We'll take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes, light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
And I want to thank Bill Van Ness for running the boards again, doing such a great job. They've got a great setup here at KSBI. I can watch the ball games, you know, everything's going on, having nice conversations in between breaks. I want to thank Doug Gottlieb, of course. I want to thank Sean Leary, of course, the CEO extraordinaire of Sports Thread. Once again, I cannot encourage you enough. If you're an athlete, if you know of an athlete, make sure they get on Sports Thread. It's free, and every coach I know is on there looking for players. Good, good stuff. That's going to wrap it up. Hey, Cowboy basketball coming up. Pregame here in a little bit, so stay tuned.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand. It's the ship that goes sailing.